Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am your host, Bonnie Albers. I am so excited to start our show today, but I want to go over some really crazy, exciting things that have happened and that you can take advantage of. First, I would like to tell you all, everybody in chat listening and on the air and calling, that Psychic Insight Magazine just came out today, September 1st. It's, I think, his fourth edition. And I am going to tell you, this is a special, awesome, awesome edition. There's close to 48 or 50 pages. It's an online spiritual magazine. It's all metaphysical with a lot of the people you've heard on our show. and ones that you haven't that are really big in all fields of crystal healing, tarot. My radio show, of course, is on it, and Ask Bonnie. I am a Dear Abby of the magazine. So when you want to ask me a question, just send it into the magazine and you will see it in print. Today, it has come out. It is amazing, amazing edition. Jerry just rocks the socks off the magazine world in the metaphysical community. You can download this free. It's psychicinsightmagazine.com. Again, psychicinsightmagazine.com. And Jerry Humphreys is the CEO of that magazine. You can go to his webpage, also senseofknowing.co.uk. And I believe there's a link on his page to the magazine, but please download it. It has got me in it this month. Yay! It's all about the radio show you are listening to. Today, I promised angels, angels everywhere. And oh my, I've got all the angels. They're just standing in a row to come on in and talk to you. There's other parts of the angels that we are going to talk about before we actually get to the callers. I want to introduce you to our angel speak lady, who is our angel for the show. She's always in chat. She's willing to talk to anybody out there. And she's an amazing connected being. So please, everybody, say hello to Candy, my angel lady. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
I'm so excited about Jerry's magazine that came out today. I can't download it yet, but I've seen bits and pieces of it, because I want to print it.
It's really nice. It's well put together. Some nice articles in there.
I'm excited. I can't wait. But I will tell you, Candy, remember we were talking about doing the angels and all the nine orders of the angelic beings and what they are. And we also picked out an angel for everybody today to talk about. And it's crazy because I've done some research in this angel that just came to me. And it's really amazing what I find the differences in the different articles that I've written about him or her. So I'd like it to start with, unless there's anything you want to say to everybody before we actually go and read off or speak about the nine orders of the angelic beings.
Yes, I have a message for somebody. As you know, Bonnie and I and others have stated that when we're getting prepared for these shows, sometimes spirits just start to show up and are in like a line ready to go. Well, this one lady, she showed up tonight when I was getting ready to do my, you know, preparing to get ready for the show. Her name, spirit brought through, her name is either Penny or Peggy. It's a P-E name. For someone in chat or who is listening, and they're showing me that either she had head trauma due to a car accident or falling down or something like this. She wants her people to know that she is always with them, that she's just but a touch away, that they can stop wondering why it happened or what happened, because it happened the way it was supposed to. And she's sending out the color blue to them to reference her, because she is somebody in this lifetime that loved the color blue and that they would recognize her through that.
Well, if anybody can recognize that and take it, please let us know either in chat or when we pick you up on the call line. Now, Candy, I got to tell you something. It really floored me in the beginning when I started reading that there's nine orders of angelic beings. And thank goodness they've separated them into three, three, and three. Otherwise, I don't think I'd remember them. But it just amazed me that there was an order to these angels.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the beginning, there were only two orders of angels, the Sephirim and the Cherubim. But St. Paul is the one who expanded them and added the seven new ones to bring
For everybody, I'm going to let you know what they are and what order they are assigned to. We said we would go through each one of the different orders, but today we are going to talk about one angel, and that's because she or he came popping into my brain. So what's really cool about angels, everyone, before I actually tell you the nine orders, and if anybody's in chat and wants to chat with us about it, they are, every religion has seen angelic beings and have angelic beings with them. And it's really amazing because, see, we all say we're separate in religion. Well, really, we're really not. So many of the angels that come are always here to help, to love, to show us the way. And if anybody doesn't know, the word angel itself is used about heavenly beings. And I love that we can use the word angels, because I think when we use the word angels, Candy, everybody smiles. It just gives you such warm and fuzzies. Yeah, and I just, you know, I mean, how did they come up with angel? And, you know, whenever you use the word angel, you think of one, like, oh, they're so cute, or oh my goodness, they're amazing, or oh, they're so nice and sweet. And so angel conjures up everything that is good and loving and wonderful. We're not going to talk about the other one, but we are talking about all the angels that help us always. And I think most people, don't you, that when you say the word angel, they smile.
Right, they do. Because everybody, can connect with angels. I mean, even the little angel figurines, everybody sees them and go, oh, how pretty.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you about the different spheres of angels, and we're going to talk about one specific one. But the first sphere of angels are the angels who serve as heavenly counselors. I love that. Heavenly counselors. They're here to, well, in heaven, they teach, because counselors is all about listening and giving responses. And they're the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. Can you tell us anything about any one of those, Candy?
Okay, the seraphims, they're the highest order of God's angelic servants, and they appear to have six wings or four heads. They're also known as the fiery serpents. They bring on pure light. They're angels of love, light, fire. They keep negative energies from getting through to divinity. Shine so brightly with light that humans are unlikely to see them. And their guidance are for humanitarian, planetary causes.
I love that. And so that's really, and that's the first of the three orders.
First
and we'll
one.
Go into them. Yeah, we'll go into those, because we're going to do all nine angels eventually. But the second sphere is angels who work as heavenly governors. Governors. They give us the rules, I guess. They govern over. And they're the dominions, the virtues, and the powers. I love that. But, you know, isn't there a show called Minions or Dominions? I don't know. But do you know about this?
Minions.
Yes, I think that's not the dumb Minions. But do you know anything about these governors? Can you tell us anything about the dominions, virtues, or the powers?
Well, they're the, like she said, the second tier. They're angels of intuition, wisdom, divine leaders. This is the dominions. They combine spiritual and material orders of law, of cause and effect, making adjustments within highest human interests, are not followed by churches, political people, leaders. They're divine wisdom. And the virtues are angels of movement, choice, known as the miracle angels, sending spiritual energies to the collective human consciousness and helping those to strive to go beyond and accomplish what others call impossible. Their guidance is for healing through elemental energies, earth, air, fire, water, spirit.
Oh, I love that. And then the third sphere go ahead.
And then also in this order, the second tier is the powers. They're angels of space and form, keeping track of human history, organizers, and they're for protection and defense.
Oh, I love that.
They're like, if somebody, they're also the ones that, like, if somebody's trying to hurt you, that you can send through this one messages to leave you alone.
Oh, I that's amazing. I just couldn't even believe that we have nine of these. And then the third sphere, which is more like what we all resonate with, they're the angels who function as heavenly messengers. And the heavenly messengers are what they're the closest ones to Earth. They're the ones who help us reach the higher realms. And from the higher realms, give us the message and the protection. And those are the principalities, the archangels, and the angels. So can you tell me about any one of those?
Okay, the principalities are the angels of time and personality. They guard countries, cities, and such, working toward global reform, channeling positive energies, protection of politics and religion. And they also help. Yeah, are they also out there to help guide the animals and leadership of problems, human rights, and discrimination?
And you know, everybody knows archangels and the other, and everybody knows angels. We won't even have to go into them. But I want to tell everybody why I brought them up. I saw this formation. I know you all know this formation. We call on this formation for protection and for healing. We surround us with all of them, and they are God's light, of course. But the first formation is the front of you would be Archangel Michael. The second is back of you would be Archangel Gabriel. To the right is Archangel Raphael, and to the left, who we're going to talk about today, is Archangel Uriel. It's weird because when I saw this formation, I all of a sudden I said, we've got to talk about Uriel. And I'm going to let Candy bring in some Uriel aspects, but I have to tell you, when I started looking into Uriel and the color, because then I thought, why is it coming to me? Uriel is the coolest angel, archangel, because I love the color. I'm going to change her color, her, him, because I've read articles where it's a girl. I've read articles where it's a he. So probably you're going to tell me that angels don't have any sex, but I'm going to use the female version of Uriel because Gabriel to me is my dude and people think that's a female too. So Uriel is just amazing. It means God is light, God's light, or fire of God. And they say the color, and they, if you read different articles, they'll tell you the color is different. But in this one that I really resonate with, because she's a female, it says that the color is light sunlit yellow, the color of a flame that's almost white. Because I see her when I look as a moonstone, which is Cancer, which is my stone, which is a pearly white. So I just love this angel, because right now, maybe the reason she's coming to me is it also gives prophetic information and warnings of natural disasters. And maybe this is hurricane season and flood season. That's why, you know, she came. So what do you feel about, and what can you tell us about Angel, Archangel Uriel? And go ahead.
Okay. Like you said, I was going to say, archangels and angels have no sex. But that is something we put on him. So it could be either a he or a she. So I see him as a he.
I see her as a she.
And I see it as an amber yellow, and the stone is amber. So a lot of times these come to you as the way you see them, or they're referencing them to you. He illuminates the mind, allowing us to see past illusions, judgments, and anger. He sheds light upon everything and anybody. And he's just, I'm going to say, like an angel of love and healing, emotional healing.
Yeah, and he's one of the highest, or she is one of the, he, she is one of the highest. Wisest. Yes. wisest angels you can call on for intellectual information, practical solutions, and creative insight. And what's funny is, I think Jerry, who's listening in chat, and we love the magazine, Jerry. You are an amazing, amazing, amazing publisher. But and I've got to tell you, if somebody doesn't pick this magazine up, PsychicInsightMagazine.com, to put in a glossy, I'll eat my hat. But anyway, what I do want to tell you is that you were saying about practical solutions to me today, which is interesting, and that the retrograde is in retrograde for us to find practical mm-hmm. solutions. I don't know what Jerry said about it, but I know he brought up the practical solutions, and that's exactly Archangel Uriel. So, oh my gosh, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in synchronicity. So that's why, Jerry, I had to bring your name up, because we were just talking about this. Practical solutions and creative insight. A good thing to look at during this retrograde. Practical solutions for what's going on, and insight. And once the retrograde is over, then we can actually implement them and really see it take off. But going back to Uriel, it is such a beautiful sight that, you know, I look at Uriel and I see the white ladder going up to heaven and all the blue sky. And then I see the fire in her hand. The fire isn't a red flame. It's white and like very sunlit yellow. So I love that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, her color is amber and sunlit yellow. But I'm going to say, for me, I see her as a moonstone. So you're another way to say this is, you are absolutely right. We see the angels the way we see them, and our eye and our mind brings us the most help.
Right.
Yeah. With. So, is there anything else you'd like to say about Uriel? Go ahead.
I have found a message from Uriel. It's beautiful. Your emotions are healing, which enables you to open to greater love. I will help you release anger and unforgiveness from your heart and mind.
I love that. So now when we get to the phone lines, guys, we want to know what archangel. Well, we know also that we have two archangels that actually, and I'm sure there's more, but that actually have lived on the earth plane. And one of them is Metatron, right, and one of them is Sandalphon. Fine. So we know
they were actually twin brothers.
Yes, we know that they can live here on the earth plane. So if there's anyone, when we pick up the phone, we want to know what angel you resonate with and why. Are you ready, Candy, to get to the phone lines?
I sure am.
All right, 901, you're on with the angels. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Lanice.
Lanice, so tell us, what angel do you like, resonate with, and why?
I believe it's Archangel Gabriel.
Oh, no, he's my dude. You can borrow him, but you can't have him.
Yeah. Well, I need him.
Well, honey, if you're resonating with Gabriel, that means that you're resonating with an angel that's got a lot of healing ability, and he's a healer. All of them are healers, but he's very into healing. So there must be a reason that you're resonating with Gabriel. Is it that you need healing, or is there something in your life that needs healing?
Yeah, I think I know I need healing. I'm in a lot of pain and grief because my mother passed away in March. And I'd also like to know, is there a message from the angels, from her to me or her children? We miss her so much.
Okay, so what is your mom's name?
Dorothy.
Okay, what's her full name? Dorothy what?
Dorothy Bagley Burton.
Okay. And she passed away in March?
Yes.
Okay. I want to, you know, what's really interesting, and then I'll pass you on to our angel, is, of course, she's got a message for your family, but I don't want to tell her what. Was she a feisty lady? Because the message is, don't tell my family to leave me alone. So she doesn't mean it meanly. She's saying it as a joke. So I'm assuming that she's got a really good personality. So did your mom, was your mom the kind that used to kid around and hit you on the side and go, oh, you just don't know anything? Was your mom's personality like that? Because I'm feeling somebody here that's a jokester. She kind of always had, you know, she was, people thought maybe she was serious. Pay me no mind is what she's telling me to tell you. But that shows me a personality of that she really loved people, but she was more, I'm going to say you're more outgoing than she is. She wants you to know she can't leave you or the family. She really, really, really feels that she belongs there. She loved her family. Some of you wouldn't have known it because she was more task oriented and she used to kid around, but she wants you to know that she really, really needs her family. And she wants her family to know, and that's including you, but others, that she's absolutely fine. She's home, is what she's telling me to tell you. She is home.
Okay.
But what she knows is that her life was her family. And she wants you to know she's only a breath away. And she said, and if you don't know that, she's coming to tell you. So she was a strong personality, I feel, but kind of more gentle than I would have thought. But she knows that you all want her. She has a message of love for you. She's saying that she didn't love everybody, but she did love her family. I don't know if you get this message. She's saying, I didn't love everybody. Okay. So what she wants you to know is, and she's showing me I don't know why she's showing me food. And what she's showing me is vegetables. So I'm going to tell you, she's showing me corn. And I don't know what that has to do with it. If she liked corn, or you had corn on Sundays, but she's showing me, it's weird because there are ears of corn. And, and I don't see the ear. I only see the corn, like corn being eaten. So I don't know if that, you know, and it feels like there's like a family gathering. So did your family gather for something? Is there something special that you used to all get together? And I feel it was on a more frequent basis, like a Sunday dinner or something. Because she's showing me that there's a big table with food on it, but that she keeps getting back to the corn. So I'm not quite sure why.
Okay, well, there is going to be a gathering.
Okay.
Maybe she's talking about that. As a matter of fact, it's today.
Okay. So there's a, and why is she showing me? I don't know why this is so important, and I'm not gonna dwell on it more because she either has to give me more to it or I just don't. You know, I'm gonna ask her. She just keeps showing me yellow corn. Now I don't know what it could be, a symbol for you. Like, what was her favorite food? What was her favorite food?
Well, she had so many greens and fried chicken, potato pie, chocolate cake, lots of favorite food, pineapple cake.
Why? She's showing me corn, and I don't know why. Did you used to, did she come from a farm, or do you, anybody have a farm out there that, maybe she's showing me the corn because you grow it.
We didn't have a farm, but she was raised in that type of environment where corn was shucked and different things like that.
Okay, then that's what she's showing me. And she's saying to me, don't you forget it. Did you think she didn't come from, what do you think her sign is? And and she's laughing. But she's kind of like, she's got that personality, is a snarky, loving personality that she's saying that to you. So I can't explain that. Yeah. I love her personality. She has a great personality. But I don't know that everybody got that personality. Anyway, I'm going to ask her to tell me one more message for you. Do you have any message for you? And she said, Oh, she's throwing you kisses. She's throwing you kisses and throwing you kisses. Oh. And she's throwing you kisses and saying she couldn't have been here without you. Is this your mom?
Yes, that's my mother.
Yeah, she's saying I couldn't have been here without you. And she said it was rough at times, but she wants you to know she could not have done life here without you. And she's throwing kisses your way. And that she is only
She couldn't have done it without me.
No.
Is she saying that I helped her to get there in some way?
The message is for you. So I couldn't have done it with, but I feel like she meant life in general. So I think she really enjoyed being here as your mom, which is what I'm picking up. Now, I don't know if you knew that all the time, because I don't think she had that personality, but I feel that she is letting you know that she really, really, really enjoyed being your mom.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what other symbol that would be. Did you help her cross?
I think so, because for some reason, when she passed, I was very afraid, and she had a really, really rough passing. And after she passed, I made up a song about her entering in. I don't even remember the words to it. They just kind of came. And I think that was the way that I helped her to cross over.
Yes, you did. That's what she said.
Forward.
Couldn't have done it. That's exactly what she meant. See, I'm reading your symbols and that. And she's telling me, no, don't read my symbols. Ask her. So that's what she's letting you know that she said when you sang, she heard the birds. She heard the birds and she heard everything. She looked up and she was gone. So she wanted you to know that you were a big, big influence on how she left this earth plane. So I do have to move on unless Candy, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I have something. First of all, Alinea, in our chat room, we have a spirit medium from the UK named Jerry Humphreys.
And Jerry!
He has a message for you. He heard,
okay.
There's no place like home, as in value where you live and people in it. That was the message he got for you.
There's no place like home.
There's no place like home, as in the value where you live and the people in it.
Okay, value where you live and the people in it.
Right. He's telling you to do that. So, yes. So that's your message from a very famous psychic medium from the UK.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've spoken with him before. Okay. And also, the last reading that I had, she said the same thing. There's no place like home.
Okay.
She did. So she's saying it again.
Yeah.
Wow, I know that's her.
Yeah, okay. It is her. Go ahead.
And what I heard from Gabrielle, he is heralding out a message of love in your heart. I also was told that, right, she's still in the healing chamber healing, but she's, like everybody else said, she's okay. I also heard that from Archangel Shamuel to ask him to help fix your heart. And what I was given from Spirit, from your mom, is she loved life and she was an observer of life. That she saw what was going on and she took it in. Do you get pennies or feathers or something like that dropping around you?
I hadn't got any feathers since she's gone. What else did you say?
Pennies from heaven or feathers or something like that. It doesn't have to be from her, but do you get like pennies from heaven or feathers from heaven? Because I'm seeing both.
I would say pennies. I had a penny was stuck under my cabinet, and I got the broom and got it out this morning. It was one penny.
Okay. I was seeing that, yeah. And most of being shown pink hibiscus flowers. for you.
Okay.
Which is like a flower of love. And I also heard the song Pink Carnations in a White Sport Coat. That was a really old song. Yeah, that was an old song back in the 50s, Pink Carnations in a White Sport Coat.
So go ahead and go listen to it. Yeah, go ahead and go listen to it. I do have to move.
That song.
Yeah.
Okay. I wore a white jacket to her services, her home.
Oh, with a pink Did you have a pink carnation with it?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a pink carnation.
But
I did have roses.
Coat.
I bought long stem roses for my siblings to place in her casket.
Okay.
And I had on that white coat.
Yeah, the white sport coat was what's really bringing out. Yep.
Yeah.
The
last thing song.
And the last two things is she was bringing up, when you were talking about the vegetables and food, she was bringing up garden, farmer. Yes. And the last thing was, chicken fried steak. But like the
chicken
southern
fried
kind.
Steak.
Yeah, with all that gravy on it and everything, you know?
Uh-huh. So
She gave me that.
She loved food and she loved to eat. So she knows I'm a cook. But I think what I got when you somebody first said vegetables, I think she wants me to, I've been getting this cue to eat more vegetables and fresh food. So I take
that
as a message from her confirming that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what? She would not let that go. So and it is your message and your symbol. Because when we start trying to give you symbols and then interpreting them, we'll interpret them, but it's you who has to resonate with it. And what you resonate with is what it is. Because it's easy because they, you know, you'd think that spirit would just say, hi, tell her to eat more vegetables, but it doesn't work that way. I will always laugh because when it's sometimes, sometimes the easiest things, you know, like why? Why couldn't you just say it? But no, they've got to bring you these symbols. And I just think to myself, what a cool thing. I can't wait. When I go to spirit, I'm going to talk to my spirit guides about that. Because they just don't bring it any other way. So I'm glad that you were able to take a lot of, the symbols that we gave you.
I'm kind of used to the how they speak in symbols. They don't just speak in, you know, layman's terms and plain English. But I've also found that when I get a reading and the symbols come in, sometimes it comes in right away, but I'll get it later.
That, you know, we tell you to write it later. Down. Well, you know, you always have this. You can always listen to this on podcast. It's iTunes and podcast, which I always forget to tell people. But this is available on iTunes. And if you have an iPhone or anywhere, and you get the
I forgot to say, but what is the name of the show where I can pull it up again on my iPad? I forgot to do that before I left.
It's called Bonnie Albers on Air. Bonnie Albers on Air. You can Google it. Bonnie Albers.
A-L-B-E-R-S.
Yes, on air.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome. Yeah. You can just pull it up. I've got a million, you just Google it and you'll find me. So anyway, you can always
go back and re-listen.
Yeah, always listen to the show. I'm here a lot, and I have 500, almost 600 shows that are downloaded. You can always, if you're walking or you're bored or whatever at night, just pull it up, subscribe to my station, and you'll get me all the time. Okay?
Okay, I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
your
a great day.
And, okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, I just love bringing through spirit. I love it. 861, you are with the angels. We want to know your name and what angel you resonate with. Hi.
Hi. Michael, I resonate with.
Okay, who are we speaking with?
This is Lena.
Lena. Hi, Lena. Oh, is this the car, Lena?
Hi.
Is this the lady? Is this, Are you still in your car?
Yep.
Okay, Lena. Well, how do you resonate with Archangel Michael and why?
I don't know. He's not even, isn't he the strength? Is he the strength angel?
Archangel Michael protects us.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why. You just said the car and I feel protected and really weird because this morning I was cleaning out my car and I found a note. It was like something like, God bless you, Jesus. And I never, I don't know who put that note in my car because I don't take anybody in my car. So I don't know where that note came from.
Well, that's really interesting. Weird. Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? We all feel that Jesus was a great master and very close to God. So the great news is we're talking about archangels and angels that are close to God. So I'm glad that you could resonate with Archangel Michael. You do need some protection in the car. I figured you'd be out of the car by now, but I told you one time that I thought you were so attached that you want to live there. But what are you up to? You are attached to that.
Okay, maybe you're right partially, but I can't afford financially to get a place. They want $700 a month to rent a room. I'm only making $1,200 a month. I have other expenses that I'm paying, so I can't swing to even rent a room. And I'm trying to look for a full-time job so I can get a place. Uh-huh.
Lena, get on the computer. Are you still in school? Weren't you in school?
No, I'm finished. I graduated.
Right, but what do you do? And when you graduated, did you get a job?
I've been working in property management since last November. You know, and yeah. I got a degree in human services. I mean, so two totally different fields. But, to go on to utilize the human services, I would need a master's, and I really, at this stage in my, I don't really want to go on for any more education. I'm just so drained. It took me 8 years to get that.
Okay. So are you looking for other work? Because property management, a lot of times they give you an apartment. You can manage their properties, or it's a lot less.
Yeah, I think that might work well, because I wanted to ask you if you see a new job. I mean, I got to get something before the holidays come, so I'm trying to really,
You're going to have to put a Christmas tree and a Hanukkah menorah light in your car. So, Candy, are you seeing anything? What are you picking up?
Job-wise, I'm feeling the end of October. There's something that you're missing and there's something that you're not doing to get out there and be seen. This is what Spirit is saying.
Okay.
Just like,
what do you mean?
Just skipping a step.
Really? Am I not?
Yeah.
Do I need to network? I mean, I try
everything online. Yeah, it would be good if you network or find a place that will help you find a job, or it's just you're missing a certain step.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Do you have a resume?
I always...
Okay.
Yeah, I do have a resume. I'm always constantly updating it, editing it, trying to make it better. I mean, I've been told my resume is very good. I mean, I have excellent skills, administration, accounting. I mean, I'm running my boss's whole company.
Okay, so if you're running your boss's whole company and you're only making $1,200, well, I won't say only because there's plenty of people that are in your boat, but you're making $1,200 a month. And if you're running it, can you ask him for a raise?
I have
or full time work.
No.
Okay. Well, tell him.
No.
She won't give you a full time.
No, she is 76 and she's looking to retire in the next. You know what I mean? She's looking to wind down, and She's not looking to give me full. I thought maybe she would, you know, especially when she realized how much she could depend on me. But I've spoken to her 3 times, and she's very adamant. She wouldn't even give me a raise. So I don't know.
Who's your competition? Who also works in the same field like her, that owns a company like her, that is in that that you could.
I mean, there's lots of real estate property management. She's a tiny, tiny company. I mean, I've worked for much bigger companies where you do get benefits, commission, and possibly an apartment if you want. So, I mean, she's not offering me anything. And I have had three opportunities that came along, but nothing was right. And my intuition didn't tell me to leave yet. So, but now I feel like I'm coming to the end. I've done everything I could to make her business better, made things more efficient. So I feel like it's really time for me to move on.
Then put it out there. It's really a great time to manifest, put out what you need, your resume, look at the companies that you have looked at before that maybe weren't hiring, and look at them and go back over them and look at some new ones, because I feel that there's something coming that will either offer you like a lower payment for that apartment because they want you to be on premises. And I feel that it's going to be, like Candy said, you got to start looking now because it's Mercury retrograde, which to me is start looking over your resume, start looking over the companies that you didn't either send those resumes to or that you revisit ones that you haven't looked at or were turned down before, and start looking at them. And start researching. And after I think it's the 16th or the 22nd, Mercury goes direct, then start putting them out. But start researching now, looking, putting out your resumes from before, because that's what you need to do. Go back over the people who you've done before and haven't heard from. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Call us and let us know when My Mother the Car is not out there anymore. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. She's so My Mother the Car. All I see is My Mother the Car when I see her because, hello? Oh, my goodness. Like every caller just, yeah. No, hello? Candy?
Yeah?
Hello? Okay. So we're having technical difficulties once again, but let me tell you that all I saw was her mom, and she talks to her, the car, because she cannot get out of that car. And the really funny thing is, if she thinks about it, she could, because again, let me just say, there are programs she could be, from the money she's making, she could go into the Medicare, Medicaid with insurance. She could get help. They help with apartments, all kinds of stuff. So she could, you know, look into some human resources to help her. But I'm telling you, that car is attached to her like my mother, the car. When she gets out of the car, the car's going to break down. So I love Alina when she calls. I haven't heard from her in a long time, probably since the last time when she was still in school. So we are going to pick up 847. You're on with the Angels. Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is Donna from Chicago. Hi.
Hi, talk Donna. To Michael.
I'm on his preferred friend list. We talk every night. He knows when I'm calling, and we just discuss the day and what's going on, and he helps me to calm and close the day and fall asleep. And I always ask him to send blessings to my mom and my sister and my dad that are ripping it up in heaven. And he is just a calming force for me. So,
what is it? I got to ask you before the angel starts to speak. Tell me how you contacted Archangel Michael, how you know it's Archangel Michael for the people listening, and how do you start your conversations? Because I think and this is why we do shows like this, is there are people out there that really want to know how to contact and make contact with their angel, and to, or the dudes or dudesses that that they have in their life, or to call on them. And I think some people get hung up with, well, how do I get a hold of them? So can you tell everybody, like, how did you start calling Archangel Michael in? When did he appear, and what do you say to him?
Well, he never really, like, I'm not psychic. I don't have psychic ability. So he never really, he appears in my soul. So when I start at night, I start to fall asleep. I say my prayers, and then I call for him. I ask him by name, and then I tell him how my day went, and I start to feel, like, more relaxed and more calmer, and then I ask him to send blessings up to heaven, and then I close by, you know, just saying that I hope that he has continued to help the many people that he has, and I hope he has a wonderful evening, and then I fall asleep.
You know that Archangel Michael is in you. You do know that Archangel Michael is an in-your-face angel. You do know that.
That he's what?
He's a very, he's an in-your-face angel. That's why I was asking. Archangel Michael's the one you call to protect you. He's got that big sword in front of him. I mean, he's just all truth and no dare. So that's why I was wondering how you, like some people call on, you know, Angel Gabriel or Angel Raphael, they're a little softer. But Archangel Michael is a warrior angel. And so that's why I'm so, and I love Archangel Michael, and so does Candy. But he, you call on him for certain things, he will do everything to protect you. But he's an in-your-face angel. He doesn't mince words. He tells you like it is. He charges forward, and he wants you to. So that's why it's interesting that, you know, that you call on him. And so I love that, because I think Archangel Michael needs to be in all of our lives. Did you know that that's what he does?
No, I didn't. I know that there's certain points during the day where I'll say, okay, I'm going to work on this today. And then I'll get sidetracked and work on something else, and I'll go, okay, Michael, that didn't work today. We're going to try again tomorrow.
And he's usually the one. He's usually the one that tells you, "Well, okay, you're going to work on this one," or "Okay, you're not going to work on that, but we're going to work on this one." He's one of those that you don't. He doesn't mince words, so that's why he's a great angel to call on for protection, for moving forward, for taking your life and being in charge, because he's an in charge angel.
Yeah, when my mom. I was married for 31 years, and it was not a good marriage. And before my mom passed away, she said, "You will be happy. You will be happy." And then her and I always talked to Michael. She said, "Michael, he'll protect you. You'll be happy." And
yeah,
out of the blue, you know, my true love came about. My mom had passed away, and it was a matter of 6 months after she passed away that I was already divorced, and my high school sweetheart just showed up out of the blue, and we're married now.
I love that. I love that story.
And, you know, it's a little more, there's more to that than that, but right now I'm in a happy place. We're secure with one another. We love being with one another. I miss my mom and my sister desperately, but, you know, I can, Michael sends them messages, and during the day, sometimes I go, ooh, you know what? My sister Sheila would have done something like that. Or I'll say, okay, yeah, Mom, I can tell you're here. Stop poking me in the back. I know. Like, I can feel them. But I can't like, converse with them, which, you know, I would miss that. So if they have a message for me, which, you know, they're super chatty, so
that I'm going to let nice Candy. I already see them, but I'm going to let Candy take this one. But what is your mom's or sister's name?
My mom is Rosie, and my sister is Sheila, or we called her Shishi.
Okay. Because she had a message for somebody. I don't know where. Is any of their middle name Pat or P-E? Mm-hmm. Starts with a P-E or last P-E. Name?
Tooney.
Say it again. A middle name Pat?
This is nothing. Penny or Penny or what was the other name? Penny or Peggy?
Well, I have my sister-in-law's name is Patty, but my dad's name, who is in heaven, is Teddy, is Ted.
Oh, no, no, that's not it. She's not the person.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and give her the messages then, Candy. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm an auto writer. When you were talking, this is what I wrote down. High energy, high spirituality. What modalities do you have in the spiritual world? Do you see blue everywhere? And you have many guides and angels around you. And I also wrote down, the Midwest is a very calming area for you. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yeah, because we were thinking of moving, you know, south, and that we're staying home. We're going to stay in Illinois.
What you said is you're not psychic or anything. But yes, you are. You're an intuitive because you feel what the spirits are saying to you. You are feeling what the angels are saying to you and giving back to you.
Yeah, I can say, ooh, that's not a good idea.
Okay. You know, so you're a spiritual intuitive. Yeah, so. But as far as, I'm not getting any messages for some reason that they are delegating it to Bonnie today for you. So I'm going to let Bonnie.
Okay. I love this because it's so funny because they're appearing. It's really weird because they're appearing as almost like together. So when they come that close together, they're like giggling and laughing together. And their faces are almost touching. So to me, that would mean that there was a earthly and spiritual pull and karmic relationship between your sister and your mom. So I feel that, did your sister go first?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Your mom had to go. And she wants you to know what was the difference in when your sister to when your mother went? How many years?
Three.
Okay.
But when my mom passed away, I had to let her go because she had problems that she had holes in her lungs. And before she was that really sick, we talked about don't ever let anyone put a tube down my throat to keep me alive. And so she was on a mask, and she said to me, I want to go. It's my time to go. I want to go. Of course, you know, it's hard to hear her, but she said, it's my time to go. And I said, Mom, you can't go until she's here, until Dad's here, and until Ricky's here, and until your mom's here to come get you. You can't just decide to go. And she said, they're here. I can see them. And I said, okay.
Yes.
And then we talked to the doctor, and then the doctor started the medicine to let her go.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So
your sister was there.
Went.
Yeah, your sister. That's why I said your sister went first because after that, your mom had to go. They were here to work out some karmic responsibilities with each other. Your sister actually asked your mom to come with her down here to work out certain. Was your sister closer to your father?
Yes.
Okay, so what's happens is
and dad throughout life.
Yes, right. But this is what happens: the people who you ask to come down here with, the one person that you're not as close to is here as a supporting role. The person you want and you clamor to, like you're really close to on this earth, is your supportive role person. The person you come with that is more challenging for you is the one that you've come with to work out the karma or the lessons that you need to learn. So what your mom is letting me know and what your sister is letting me know, they're here, is that they came here to work out something karmically. And when one was gone, the other one had to go because there was no reason soul-wise for them to be here. Even if they loved you and they wanted to be here for you and they want to be here, when their contract and why they're here is done, they have to go, is your mom's wanting you to know this. So even though it was 3 years, usually it's about a year or two, she was really waiting for you, she's telling me, because you weren't real happy and she was scared to leave you. She really needed to leave before then and she wouldn't have been quite as sick, but she knew that you needed her. So your sister and her are attached at the hip up there. They're laughing and giggling, watching you. And they're watching you because they want you to know they're really happy. They're really, really happy up there. They have no more physical strife. They have no more mental anything. And they are just happy being with each other. But what's really giving them the happiness is watching you live your life. And they are laughing at every turn. So your mom had to leave for your guy to walk in. She knew he was coming. That's why she wanted to go. Okay. And she knew you'd be okay. And this was what you wrote into your diary coming down here. So they want you to know they send a whole lot of bunches of hearts. They're just throwing hearts at you and doilies. I don't know what that is, but they're throwing hearts and doilies. They're laughing. And they want you to know that, I don't know why I'm seeing bubbles either. I mean, they're showing me bubbles, like bubbles in the air. So what they're letting me know for you is stop worrying about them. They're watching you. It's like a big screen TV for them. And they're watching you be happy for a change. Although they know that there are issues, they know that most of your issues are beneath you, is what they're saying.
My sister Sheila collected doilies.
Oh, well, there you go.
When she passed away, we were going through her linen closet, and me and my other sister said, "What are we going to do with all these? Nobody wants these anymore. They're doilies. Who uses these?" And she had just passed away, and the two of us had such a good laugh about it that
that's maybe why she's laughing.
And said, "Well, we're going to keep them because for some reason she really liked these doilies. I guess we didn't realize how many there were all over her house." So, but
yeah,
I miss them both desperately. I know that they're here. I know that they're watching over all of us.
Yes.
And, you know, when I get worried, sad, or when I start to, I feel like, okay, I'm no longer, because I'm under control, not under control, but I'm no longer like feeling like I'm on the right direction, then Michael slides me over and says, "Here's the road."
Yes.
And I find it.
And that's why I said he's an in-your-face angel. He isn't taking prisoners. He's going to make you toe the mark for what you need to do and be on your life path from now on in, is what I'm hearing. So you've got a great life path going. You have a great family, love the energy, and I love the aura of them. And just know that, well, your one sister is pointing to her shoes, and she's wearing sneakers, which is weird. But what did your sister wear for her on her feet?
She would wear sneakers, or she'd wear those, like, moccasins.
Yeah,
like,
well, she's showing me
fun shoes.
Yeah, she's kind of showing me kids. I don't know why, but she's showing me kids' sneakers, and she's pointing to them. So I don't know if you found kids' sneakers in her closet or that they were her kind. I mean, I don't know if they're called kids, but they're like all cloth on the top and around the side is, you know, rubber. They look like kids to me. And she's pointing them and pointing her toe. So I don't know why she's doing it, but she's laughing, and it's kind of a weird setup here. So I'm going to say write it down and think about it, because nobody's ever done that. Okay, just to know, let them know. So somebody might in your family wear kids, and she's pointing to her feet and putting, or you found a pair, or she wore kids sneakers, but she's kind of snickering about it, and it's weird because then she said, "Ask them what I wore on my feet." And so I'm going to assume that you talk to your sisters and figure it out, or your sister and figure it out. And just to let you know, they are happy as clams. They are with you always. You have a beautiful and wonderful family. And just know that you can bask in the fact that they're going to be waiting for you when your day is up. So when you're ready to go home, you got them coming. Okay?
Thank you. And thank you for this wonderful call. Donna, you made my day.
Donna, before you go, did you have a black dog that's in spirit?
Did I have a what?
Black dog.
My teddy bear is a black lab that I have right now.
Okay, because they're sitting here next to me, nuzzling my legs, saying, talk about me, the dog.
You know, we were raised with boxers that were always like a tan color. But my first husband, our dog Missy is a black, but what I have now is a black lab, which I named after my dad, Teddy Bear. So,
But it's a dog that has went into spirit, so it could be from your first husband, because they would be. If they, you know, doesn't matter if they know somebody or they're attached to somebody somehow, they will let you know that they're there.
Well, that's sweet. It might be attached to Mark, my current husband, because he had a black dog that they named Licorice when they were licorice.
That's get chills when you said that. So.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah,
that's him.
It.
Do you have any?
Yeah, we don't want to talk to Mark's mom right now. She'll talk until the show's over and plus.
My God, she had an attitude, didn't she? This woman could just talk a blue streak.
Yeah, that probably is Phyllis, and she was the joy of every function and every party. But like, you know, Mark and I didn't see each other for 40 years, and then after I came back into the family and we got back together, you know, Phyllis was already passed on, but she was well loved, very loved. And she was a tough one. So, but thank you, ladies. I hope you all have a wonderful day. And
Thank you.
I look forward to your next call.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I love our callers. 253, we need your name and what angel you rock to. Hi.
Hi there. My name is Holly.
Hi, Holly.
And I like Archangel Michael.
Okay,
and
so why do you like
Raphael
Archangel
the
Michael?
Healer. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Raphael is the healer. So why do you like these two angels? Well, everybody loves them, so I shouldn't ask that. But okay, so why do you rock? Here's a better question. And I know it's the same answer because I didn't like how I asked it. Why do you rock with these two angels, and what resonates with you with these two angels?
Well, with Michael is because we can kick butt, and I can kick butt too. And I'm a healer, so I pray with him sometimes.
Well, and you said Raphael, I was thinking, well, they all heal, but my big healer is Gabriel, but Raphael is a healer also. But they all do heal. So do you resonate with a certain color with them? If you're a healer, what do you do as a healer? Are you do you work with gemstones? Do you work with
my
mind. Auras? Okay. So do you do Reiki?
No.
Okay. So you're a healer. So what you're saying is you think with your mind, or you heal with your mind. And how do you work with that? Because people want to know, how do you work with that? Do you think of something, or do you feel something? What do you do?
Well, I scan their body in my mind, and I start from their head, and I can see everything that's wrong with them. And then I just pray to remove it, release, and that's how I do it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Do you do that for a living? You're a medical intuitive.
No, I just do it for friends and family. I'm just shy to get out there still.
Yeah. Oh, honey, you know, I got to tell you something. What a wonderful gift. And it's not really common. Not that we, you know, I believe healers and we all have different ways of healing, but that's amazing because you can scan a body. And what happened when you feel like something isn't right in that body? What do you see?
I don't see, I just know.
Okay, so you know, let's say it's the liver. So you're going and scanning the body and you feel, what do you feel when you go to scan right over that liver?
Spirit just tells me that, you know, the liver is bad or damaged.
Okay.
I don't see anything.
So you hear it or feel it, right?
Yeah, and just a knowing.
Okay. I think that's fabulous. So, yeah, go ahead. What'd you say, Candy?
That's claircognizance, the knowing.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
okay,
and
so
it shocks me every time because I haven't seen a friend in 17 years, and I scanned his body and I mailed it to him and he said everything was right, but he lied about his toenail. He lied about his toenail falling off. You know, he had the fungus in the toenail. And I go, I don't think so. I know your toenail has a fungus. And he started laughing. He was embarrassed to tell me about his toenail.
Oh, but yeah, that's wild. Well, can I ask a question, Holly? Can you do that? Do you have to be physically in front of someone? Or can you do it from their voice?
No.
Or so you could do it from their voice?
No, I don't need their voice. I just draw a picture, which, you know, I draw like stick people, but I'm not an artist, but I just draw a picture of them and then I start from their head and then I just write, you know, to decide what's wrong in each area.
I love that. Oh,
that's
my
cool.
Gosh. That is. Yeah. Can you do that? Like if I said, and I'm not going to, but if I said, can you do me and believe me or Candy or anybody, would you be able to do it on the air?
Not right now, like drawing on the spot. I'm a little too nervous, but I can.
No.
I can.
Right, I'm not going to ask you to do that, but
yeah,
that's the coolest thing.
She was just giving up. What if?
Yeah. She isn't going to do it. I knew it. I knew it. That's why I said I know she's not going to do it. But that's the coolest thing.
Because I'm too shy. Yeah.
Oh, honey, but you know what? I got to tell you.
It shocks me every time. Every time I'm just as shocked as the person.
So can I ask you a question, Holly? So you have this beautiful gift and you've got a gift that's amazing and you want to hide it or not use it because you're shy. How can we work with you and how can the universe work with you and call on your angels? Because Archangel Michael's in your face. He'll say to you, Holly, you can't hide and you're going to take this and you're going to go with it. Because that's such a cool gift that I feel like
really
you need
cool.
to really, yeah, you need to come out of the proverbial closet and you need to start having some more confidence in yourself. Because what if you're wrong?
Yeah.
What if you're wrong? What's somebody going to do? If you said to somebody, you have a fungus in your toe and they don't, then they're just going to say to you, well, Holly, I don't, and therefore I'm not going to take it on board. So what could be the problem if you didn't get it 100% right? But if you got it 100% right or 80% right or 50% right, you could help that person go to a doctor and say, you know,
yeah.
Can you please do this test? So think about it, Holly, because it's something that I'm feeling that you really should start to bring out in the open and stop saying you're shy. Okay. So I'm going to hand you over to, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. There's just like really mean people out there on the internet. And then I'm also an empath and I feel like 10 times more than a normal person. And if I read mean stuff, you know, I would probably actually cry and not want to do it anymore. And I'm just way too sensitive.
Okay.
Yeah,
but let me just tell you something, Holly. See, I'm the exact opposite. If somebody told me I was wrong, I'd say so. I would say, well, you think I'm wrong, but I don't care if you think I'm wrong. I mean, because I would know or feel I'm wrong, because I would know my answers came from spirit. And if that's not right, then somewhere along the line, it isn't me who's, you know, who's right. It's right because spirit gave it to me. It's up to you to see how it fits in your life. So I'm not one And I'm never, and I guess I'm not empathic that way. I can see it, but I don't feel. So if I see the issues, because I see and I feel spirit, but I don't feel like I can see us. I can see somebody's connection to everything, but I'm not like an empath where I can't go out or I can't, you know, because I feel every negative feeling. So the thing I feel with you and see with you is that you really got to take a closer look at what you're doing, because this gift should not be hidden because you're afraid of failure. And the thing is, you're never going to fail with spirit, and you can't fail with spirit. So you ask your higher self and you ask all your angels and guides to give you the guidance to be able to do this and help others, because this is a gift that a lot of people don't have, and you need to share this gift. There's going to be yays and nays. That's why there's light and darkness. Darkness, without light, you can't, if you were lit up, the whole world was lit up, which we hope, there would be no darkness, which with once you hit the darkness and you turn a light bulb on, it's all light. So to me, there is no negative portion of, so what if somebody says something to you? Because you know what? You just say, well, look, you either take it because this is what I see and what I've heard, or you don't. It's that simple. And you gotta step away from the feelings. I have a daughter like you, so you gotta step away from the feelings. But I love what you do, and I think, I think you really should think about coming out of the closet here. So what would you like to ask my angel? Yes, of course.
I just want to say one more thing. I could scan somebody's house and tell them if they have a plumbing leak and where it is and stuff like that too.
Wait a minute. I got to tell you, Holly, next Thursday, I have a guy that does the same thing on. He's an electrician. Cool. And he goes in and talks to the house first. So you need to listen to him. Yes.
Yeah, I will. I will totally listen.
This is where you can find your family here. So please call in and talk to him.
I will, for sure. I love it.
I know. I love this. So what would you like to ask Candy? Because I've got to move on to the next caller. But what would you like to ask Candy?
The pecking.
You know, woodpecker outside my door here. So if you're hearing pecking, I don't know what she's... okay, go ahead. This woodpecker's at my door. All right, go.
The lady Peggy... I'm thinking it might be my mom's friend. So on my mom's side of the family.
I'm just wondering if we can see if it's her.
Did she pass away from like a car wreck or head trauma?
No, I haven't spoke to my mom in 5 years, so I'm not sure how she died.
Okay, yeah, when you said that, I kind of got chills, so it could be her. Because do you know if she liked the color blue?
No. See, she lived back east. Okay. I met her when I was little, but they kept in touch all the years. Yeah.
If you could take part of the message, then it does belong to you.
Okay.
Okay. Holly, I normally don't do this, but I'm going to ask your age.
I always ask Amy. What do you mean? Why wouldn't you ask her age? That's ridiculous. I always ask. I just didn't because I usually like to see what somebody is, a Scorpio, a Cancer. I just haven't done that today. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
I'm a Scorpio and I'm 51.
Okay.
How did they know she was a Scorpio?
Are at the age now that your abilities are going to start to open up more. You're going to be starting to do a lot of ascending in your back, between your shoulders. Do you feel pain there?
Yes.
Those are wings growing.
Really?
Yes. They're actually what I call back there is your back heart, and they are connected to your back heart, and it's growing pains. Each time you ascend, you'll have these little pains. Sometimes they're not so, feel so good, but they are growing. Um,
I have to ask, is there a situation in your life right now that you're stuck with? That you do know how to get out of it, but you feel stuck?
Probably my job.
Okay, they brought that up. And they also brought up the number 10. So it may be in 10 weeks, 10 days, 10 months, it might change. But I see a shift in that. You have the Mother Mary energy around you. That's why you can look at somebody and see all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very special gift that you have been given. Yeah. With the empathic part, I'm an extreme empath beyond belief. I have to protect myself before I go out. And when I go out, there's certain times of days where of the day that I can go out, that I'm not affected as much. So you're going to have to learn how to adjust this. Our friend Jerry Humphreys from the UK, he has a way of shaking off the energy. You put your arms out and shake 3 times. Say, like, go away. I'm not sure what all it tells.
I'll check him out. I know him.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, he has good ways of, if you're looking for a teacher, look at his stuff. I mean, you will be drawn to your teacher. And this gift you have is so special, and it needs to get out there. And if you hear some negative stuff from people, brush it off. Or like that song says, shake it off.
Shake it off.
And
that's what I got to work on.
Yeah, it's just, I was like 51 when my stuff came in. I'm 57 now, and things just opened up and they grew. And another thing I want to ask you is, do you see a lot of kaleidoscope colors around you?
I'll see like a tiny, tiny orb, and sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're white, sometimes they're, you know, different colors, purple.
Those are actually your archangels and your guides and stuff that's coming to show them to you. You can actually see them. Basically, people like you and I, when we see our angels, this is the way we see them. I'm going to explain this again. Not everybody sees angel or archangel the same way. The way I see them is in their pure colors. The way you see them is in their colors, too. Does that make sense to you?
When I'm laying in bed and relaxed, that's when they pop up and show me themselves. And I always say, I
or
see
like
you.
When you
show, how are you doing?
Like when you shut your eyes, you see them in your mind's eye, in your third eye, too.
Oh, I see faces.
Yeah, that's your guides and different things too.
Lots of different faces.
You can look at that face and say, "Can you please tell me who you are?"
Oh, that's so cool, though. Yeah, I will next time.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what Jared has been bringing out for you today.
Thank you.
I gave you the number 10, right?
Yeah, October, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe October, I don't know.
When is your birthday again?
Monday.
10/25/64. October 25th.
Yeah, so you might see the 10 because of the month. So maybe you're picking up for the month of October, Candy. There'll be some changes for her.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope Holly that you enjoyed talking with our angels today.
God, that was so fun.
And
yes, thank you.
Yeah, and please try to come out, because what you have is a fabulous, awesome gift. And if you ever want to do me, you can. Okay.
Okay. The last thing I have to say to her, she's an earth angel. She doesn't know what it is. She has to figure it out. They're adoring virtue. There's a lot of stuff out there, because that's another whole program in itself.
Right. Yes. Well, we'll be going through every time we do angels, we'll be picking one. I think we did the earth angels one time. Now we're doing the different nine levels of the angels, and you know, whatever comes to me and spirit wants me to talk about on the show, that's what I put forward. So I do want to tell you that just listen, tune in. And as, and I love the town of your houses tell you what was wrong. You need to call in if you can next Thursday and talk to Edred Breedlove, because he does it as a for a living. So it'll be really interesting to hear what you activate. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And you have a lot of talents you could do for a living that you could really put forward. So it's something you have to look into. We can't tell you what to do, but we could suggest.
Yeah.
So it's only what your guides, angels, and what your life path is. So check it out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you both.
Have a great day. Thank you're welcome.
Bye, ladies.
Bye. Oh my goodness. What a great, isn't that crazy? That's like the first time I found anybody that can read houses. Now, if anybody's out there, and I'm sure I'm going to hear it from everybody. Oh, I can read houses, but actually learning and where the problem stems in a house, like electrically or plumbing wise, or, you know, everybody that wants to do like house, you know, retrieval. Well, we all, you know, we can do that. That's your paranormal. But to actually help the house get better, like physically, meaning from plumbing, from electrical, is really unbelievable. Because I, you know, I have electrical issues in this house and nobody's ever figured it out. Even the regular electricians thought that it comes off or flashes, but some of the lights don't work on the right things and they can't figure out why. So I would love to have an intuitive electrician. Isn't that pretty cool?
But it makes sense because the house is also energy.
Yes. Now I have to tell everybody again before we get off. The magazine that both Candy and I write for, I always have articles in there because I am Ask Bonnie, and it is about my show this month. Some of the magazine anyway. And I want to tell you, it's written by the CEO. It's not written, but it's published and put together by the CEO of the magazine, who is one of our absolute favorites here. He's our Dumbledore, is Jerry Humphreys. So if you go to psychicinsightmagazine.com, it's a free magazine. It is fabulous, fabulous. Each quarter that it comes out, and it came out today. So please, everybody, download the magazine, look at it online, subscribe to it, because this magazine is chock full of the most wonderful people and information that you could ever want in the metaphysical and spiritual community. So everyone, please download it. And Jerry, blessings so much. And I can't wait to keep getting my hands on it. I'm going to go download it physically because I really would love it in glossy form, but it is free for everybody on the internet. And I am excited about the magazine. So please, everybody, download and go to, you could, I am almost sure Jerry has a link on his website, which is senseofknowing.co.uk. And if you can't find psychicinsightmagazine.com, please download it. It's free. Very few things in life are free. One is our show. Two is this magazine. And I, on my website, BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, I do have a donate button for anybody that would like to donate to the show or me personally. Bring that ever up, but I am going to start because people don't know that I have it. And I can't wait for next week because we have a lot of fabulous guests. Tuesday is Jerry Humphreys. All the beautiful, wonderful, magical things we talk about, Jerry will be here on Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday is just absolutely filled with fabulous, fabulous people. And please join. We are going to be on tomorrow morning at 9 with Wrap Up Your Week with Bonnie. I want to thank you, Candy, and thank everybody for listening and being here. Thank you for calling. And I love my chatters. So everyone, have a fabulous day, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 9. Bye, Candy.
Bye-bye.